Hello everyone and welcome to Next Generation Saints. I'm your host, Nick Coons. Before we get started today, I want to remind everyone to like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you may be listening to podcasts. It helps it get into the algorithm so more people get to hear the Word of God. So before I jump into today's message, I wanted to bring up something. We are now a listener-supported ministry. That is correct. I am taking donations for Next Generation Saints in order to expand this ministry and make more things happen with it. Of course, this doesn't mean I'm charging anyone for anything on this podcast. You still get to tune in and listen to all of your favorite content. Me, Give Me an Answer, North Bible, all the way to Calvary 14:6. So, and much more to come along. But we do need extra money to flow in here so we can make these things happen. It does cost money to make ministry grow. I also have a quick prayer request on the line here from JRB, who wrote to my podcast, and this is really for anyone. They titled it for anyone, so I'm going to read it to you. Anyone reading, my dad Nathan is in surgery right now for a collapsed lung and two broken ribs. Please pray for him. Just one prayer helps so much. Please pray for my dad. Please. Thank you. JRB, over here at Next Generation Saints, we got your message nice and clear, and we are asking everyone to go ahead and pray. I'm going to do a moment of prayer. I ask everyone please join. Father, I lift up to you right now, JRB. You know about their dad, Nathan, and the surgery for collapsed lung and two broken ribs. So you may have already gone through that, Lord, and you're probably with them. Lord, I ask that you help the healing process here. I hope that you help JRB coping with everything that's going on in the family, and that you may keep your hand upon them during this time of healing, and that you may help guide them in peace and hope for the future after this surgery has been done, and that everyone is okay. So I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So with that out of the way, I wanted to bring up this topic today. So as you probably have heard about, I've worked at the Walt Disney Company for several years. I believe it was 08 to 2015. I worked at the Walt Disney Company. And you probably also know that Disney has become very, very woke. And in the sense of pushing the not-so-secret gay agenda out there. Now, something was brought up to me that I was listening to a pastor talk about, and I had to look this up. Now, this television show that was on Disney is not right now happening in 2024. It was a TV program that went for a very short time, was canceled within the very same year it was out there, from 2022 till, again, like I said, 2022. This television show was called Little Demon. It was TV mature audience. Now, this is what Disney was producing and probably still pushed by it because they still have it on Disney Plus. Let me read you what it's about. After being impregnated by the devil, a reluctant mother and her antichrist daughter attempt to live an ordinary life in Delaware. This is satanic messaging. Then, and the voice actress who played the daughter, Lucy DeVito, she's actually a pagan. She came out saying that she was very happy that she could be pushing paganism on everyone else. Now, here's what gets me. When I was at Disney, I was fired from that place. And from what I recall of it, because it's been a hot few years since that happened, from my understanding, I was fired due to preaching Jesus Christ there. I was preaching about who Jesus Christ was from religion. And as most people know, preaching religion at the workplace is not a good thing. Now, here's where I look and I say, this is where it's going to get hypocritical for the Walt Disney Company. Originally, when I worked there, we had a thing called the Four Keys. Now, this was kind of like the ethos of Disney, like how you're supposed to run a park. Like, if something were to happen in the park, you had these four elements, and the last one you could not sacrifice. They were called safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency. So it was supposed to be, if something bad happened, you had to make sure everything was running efficient. You had to make sure that the show, because at Disneyland it was considered that you were on stage, you're putting on a show for the audience or for the guests. You were to be courteous at all times out there. That's customer service. But it's above all, that can never break and never be sacrificed in any situation was safety. So if there was a situation, you could sacrifice efficiency. If it was getting worse, you could sacrifice a show. Like when I was watching the parade and we had Little Mermaid, and she was on her parade float, and one of the floats caught on fire with her on it. And in the middle of the set, everyone, God and everyone's watching, they walk up and rip off the Little Mermaid's fins and get the fish tube thing off her. She's, of course, wearing stuff underneath it, obvious for obvious reasons. But they sacrificed efficiency and the show in order to do this, and they got them off immediately, pulling the float off as quickly. They even sacrificed the courtesy, telling people just get out of the way, pushing them back away from the float. Same thing happened over in Fantasmic. When the dragon on Tom Sawyer's Island burst into flames, everyone was pushed back as quick as they can because the one key they could never sacrifice is safety. It's actually something I deeply appreciate the Walt Disney Company would do. I have no problem with it. But now, after 2015, me being away for a while and kind of out of the loop for a bit, I didn't realize that they had added an extra key to this called inclusion. So now the five keys, not four keys, but five keys read safety, courtesy, inclusion, show, and efficiency. Inclusion. Now, why would that be a big thing? Why would that be triggering? Well, because inclusion, according to definitions I'm aware of here, it means that everyone's invited, right? The church is supposed to be inclusive. We're supposed to be inviting all people from all walks of life, regardless of sexual orientation, gender, positional status in life, their socioeconomical status, and really anything about them. We are to welcome them in. We're supposed to be inclusive to all people. We're supposed to keep people who will not repent and horrible evil people who just want to cause harm to people out. But we're supposed to reach people out inclusive in the way we reach out the gospel message to all people at all times. Now, what does inclusivity mean realistically to the left, to this organization of wokeness? Well, what it means realistically is it's not inclusion. It's exclusion. We don't want Jesus. If I were to go into the Walt Disney Company and I were to go in there and talk about Jesus Christ being the truth, the way, and the life, as the Bible teaches, and teach that there's only one way to heaven, that is through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and his death and through the death and resurrection and believing in him, I guarantee you I'd be escorted off the property. I would be fired on the spot and publicly put to shame. What they really mean by inclusivity really means we're being exclusive. The way I learned this is because I remember at Thanksgiving, I was having Thanksgiving dinner at a family of friends. We call them Smiths. And their daughter we had this conversation. She's transgender, trying to pretend like she's a boy. She's really a girl. But you get the idea. She said to me, words mean things. I was like, that's true. What I've learned is that words, according to wokeness, are no different than like to Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses. We can all speak the same words, salvation, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all these different things, but we have a different definition of them. I could say salvation, and I'm believing in it, the Bible teaches, and it could be like, when I say salvation, well, that is believing in Jesus Christ. It's not by works, by grace we are saved, not by our works, lest not any man shall boast, right? Now, the Mormon will see it differently. Salvation means a different thing to him. Jehovah's Witness, salvation means something different. So similarly, in the sociological atmosphere of politics, we're dealing with, when they say inclusion, they have to use the same word, and we all think we're talking the same thing, but the reason it feels weird, reason it doesn't match up, it doesn't taste the same way, is because it doesn't mean the same thing. It means brainwashing, manipulation, and it means exclusivity. If you don't think the way wokeness wants you to think, if you don't talk the way wokeness wants, and in a religious context, Jesus just needs to be another religious figure. And in the way wokeness follows, it's all religions take you to heaven. All religions will lead you to salvation. All of them. You know, that's just how it is. You just pick one and go. Kind of like Oprah Winfrey, you know, pick your truth and run with it. Versus the biblical answer is, all the other ways are completely wrong. This is what separates Christianity. All other ways tell you to earn your way to God. All other ways will lead you to hell. Jesus will lead you to heaven. So when I see this with Disney, I look and I go, okay, let's say I walked in there and I start talking about Jesus and saying that, you know, and someone goes, I'm a Muslim, so Muhammad, the way to get to heaven through Muhammad is just as valid as Jesus. And I have to go, no, they contradict each other fundamentally. So either Muhammad's right or Jesus is wrong, or Jesus is wrong. Muhammad's right, but they can't both be true. And this is what Disney would say, no, you can't say that. So what I'm seeing here is, realistically, Satan has major influence over the Walt Disney Company. You can't say boys and girls over there anymore because it's not gender inclusive enough. We have to pretend that these other genders are against, that they're all real and valid. Now, here's what I'm seeing as well. We have left a lot what Romans was talking about, Romans chapter 1 was talking about. We are now getting people who tell us what the Antichrist wants to hear, what the rule of the Satan, right? Because the influence of Satan. I'm not saying Satan is walking down Main Street, USA, and he's right there in physical form. But we are talking about the spirit of the Satan, the spirit of the deceiver, is there. What we're seeing is him manipulating, and Disney, and I can't believe they're doing this, but the person that was in there, one of the Disney executives, who said that they were pushing a not-so-secret gay agenda on everybody, and no one was stopping them, no one was trying anything, and they were like looking at like, oh, I'm going to push this gay agenda out there, I'm going to see who can stop me. No one ever did. And now you can see the decline of Disney. It breaks my heart because I love that company. I have fond memories of the Walt Disney Company. The working the show in Fantasmic back, I believe, in 2013, I believe. That was one of the best times of my life. That's the summer I fell in love with my wife. I had some of the best times with a guy named Zach Appleton. He was a great guy to work with. We had so much fun. So you understand, I have fond memories of this place. But what I'm seeing here is Satan's influence is on this company, and he is using wokeness and words that are supposed to mean one thing and twisting and manipulating into another thing. And so what I'm looking at is, how do we stop this from happening as Christians? How do we do it? I personally, you could boycott the company if you want to. That's your call to make. I personally want to pray against Satan's influence in the Walt Disney Company. Do I want Disney to go bankrupt and destroyed? No. I don't want it to go bankrupt and destroyed, but I want to pray against the satanic spirit, the demonic spirits on the Walt Disney Company influencing and causing all this to take place. I want to pray against those beings in the name of Jesus Christ. I want this company to repent and come back to the way it was. Great entertainment, family-friendly content, and even teaching Judeo-Christian principles. I'm not saying that you have to bring Jesus into an animated film with Mickey Mouse and have him dance around there and teaching Jesus Bible stories, but teaching good and evil and good moral principles like Jiminy Cricket would teach. You know, let your conscience be your guide. Your conscience is connected to Jesus, is connected right to God. Let it be your guide. You know, think about what's going on. Like the Lion King, don't run away from your past. You need to face what has happened. You have to forgive and move forward, find strength. These are timeless stories that are connected to Judeo-Christian principles. I'd be like, push the Judeo-Christian principles onto it. Because if I had a message for Disney, I'd be like, look, the wokeness is fantastic if you're trying to deal with woke people and the woke mob. But the real people you need to be concerned about are not woke people, not woke families. It's supposed to be the person controlling the television set for their kids. The mothers and fathers. The ones that when I was little, I remember playing up with a friend of mine, George, up the street. And my dad would come in and, hey, I've got to get going, Nick. And I'm like, oh, really? We're going to go watch the movie Hercules from Disney together. And I'm like, oh, sweet. But that was what I'm talking about. So when I'm seeing this, when I'm seeing the four keys turning into five keys, when I see that the most fundamental things that Disney is putting out there is wokeness, all the way to the point that they are continuously pushing out this animated film, Little Demon. Again, it's about being impregnated by the devil, a reluctant mother, and her Antichrist daughter attempting to live an ordinary life in Delaware. So again, I ask for prayers against the demonic forces at the Walt Disney Company so that it will come back to who they were and to the family-friendly entertainment that we all loved. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and close this podcast by reminding everyone to like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you may be listening to podcasts. It helps to get into the algorithms, more people hear the word of God. And again, as well as I mentioned earlier, We are now a listener-supported ministry, so if you feel inclined to help us out financially in any particular way, it'd be greatly beneficial to keep pushing this podcast forward and to reaching more people with the Word of God. So with that, until next time we meet again, may God richly bless you all, my dearly beloved.